Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
More fallout this morning as Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson doubles down on controversial comments. The public support for the LGBTQ community that continues to grow.
And take a look at Clinton. It is damp here. There's a little drizzle in places. I'll let you know if you need to take your umbrella or not today. Coming up. And a major undertaking today to check the safety of the attractions at the State Fair. What inspectors are doing to make sure everything is good to go before gates open in 2 days. We haven't had a State Fair in 2 years, and now we are in the home stretch for a State Fair. Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday. We're glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday. Just a couple days, as you said, away there. We're waiting for a little change in the weather now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We've been seeing little raindrops out there.
That's right. We take a look at Clinton, and you can see it is wet here. We've had just a little bit of drizzle. There's really nothing showing up on the radar, but there are a few cameras as we look through that are showing just some damp conditions. You can see here, dual Doppler 5000 radar looks like it's dry, but sometimes drizzle or mist so small, so fine that the radar doesn't pick up on it very well. So you may run into a little bit of that this morning. Definitely a cloudy start, but we're finally going to see some breaks in the clouds later today. By lunchtime, the coverage of clouds is at about 65%, and by 4 or 5 o'clock, it's 40 to 45%. So you can see that we'll see a bit of sunshine as we head toward the afternoon. Our temperatures this morning range from 59 up in Roxboro to 65 in Fayetteville, Southern Pines, Rocky Mount, and Wilson. So it's a fairly warm and a bit of a muggy start. We'll see temperatures climbing into the upper 70s with a little sunshine. But from here, we're looking at the chance of some record highs later in the week. I'll show you when coming up.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Michelle McConaughey in for Brian Schrader this morning. Roads looking clear on your Tuesday morning. I am keeping an eye on one crash in Raleigh. This one is happening at Spring Forest Road at Fox Road, not causing any significant delays. It is near 540, but again, no significant delays, which is good. Durham also looking clear this morning. All the major routes there looking good. And down in Fayetteville, much of the same. Grays Creek, Autryville, guys looking good. Back to you.
This morning, there is more fallout following Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's remarks calling homosexuality and transgenderism, quote, filth. WRL's Casey Cunningham is live in downtown Raleigh to explain the public support for the LGBTQ community and how it continues to grow. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, this morning there are a number of groups that are reacting to the Lieutenant Governor's comments. And this morning we are going to hear from three lawmakers, all Democrats, who are going to come forward and express their support for the LGBTQ plus community and just talk about legislation that helps protect them and keep them from discrimination here in the state of North Carolina. It's not just state leaders that are reacting. In the last 12 hours, two separate protests were held outside the Orange County School Board meeting. Some supporting the Lieutenant Governor's belief that sexual concepts should not be taught in public schools. Others were there to support an inclusive curriculum. This also includes use of the book titled Genderqueer. This weekend, Mark Robinson described this book and two others as sexually explicit and said they should be removed from public schools. In a video defending his position, the Lieutenant Governor said his message is being changed from his original intention of education. So you can hear from him over on WRL.com. We have that full video there. WRL will also be at this morning's news conference with these three Democratic lawmakers, and we'll hear from them as they express their support for the LGBTQ plus community. Casey Cunningham, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Today, Raleigh city leaders will meet to discuss extending its non-discrimination ordinance. This comes a day after Wake County leaders met on the same topic. Raleigh City Council members will review the county's ordinance draft and also discuss additional protections within the city's jurisdiction. A final vote is expected on a week from today following the county's vote on Monday. The Orange County School Board adopted a new resolution standing against white supremacy after several members of the Proud Boys, a white nationalist group, disrupted their meeting last night. Proud Boys members were escorted out of the meeting and had their public speaking time cut short by the board for going off topic. The resolution, which opposes incidents of hostile and racist behavior and supports Black Lives Matter, passed unanimously. Extra security had to break up crowds. Once outside of the meeting, a protester called Black Lives Matter a radical hate group.
The Board of Education is a BLM activist, which is a communist and Marxist organization.
But the Proud Boys,
so since they silenced my voice inside, now this is a blessing in disguise.
School Board Chairwoman Hillary McKenzie said the resolution was especially needed in light of Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's comments.
Today, the Justice Department will hold a meeting to talk about ways to repurpose Fayetteville's Market House. In the 1800s, enslaved people were sold on the ground floor that was used as a marketplace. The Justice Department and the Fayetteville-Cumberland Human Relations Commission formed a diverse group to represent the community in a discussion about its future. Today's meeting is not open to the public or the media to allow for candid conversations.
It's almost time for the state fair. It opens in 2 days. Before you can have fun, inspectors have to make sure everything is safe, from the food to the rides. WRL's Nye Harden is live at the state fairgrounds where those inspections are taking place today. Nye, it's nice to see those rides behind you.
It is. I mean, it brings back a lot of memories. I was just telling our photojournalist, Charles Bradley, that I remember going on this ride in 2019 with my family. And, you know, it all starts with the safety portion of things. Starting this morning, North Carolina Department of Labor inspectors, they're going to be out here. They're going to have close to 100 rides to check out, including two rides that are new this year, the Itsy Bitsy Spider Wheel and the Skyhawk. Here's the process. Inspectors are going to be making sure everything is assembled properly and runs the and they're going to run the rides. Then operators are going to be tested on their knowledge of the equipment. Inspectors are going to be looking for anything that could cause a ride to malfunction. And once the ride passes inspection, it is then tagged and cannot be moved. The Wake County Health Department is also going to be out here today inspecting all of that good food. WREL is going to be here throughout the day. We're going to be watching inspectors do what they do best, and we'll have more information for you in our later newscast. Nye Harden, WREL News, Raleigh.
Everything you need to know about this year's state fair, including the full fair guide and the WREL Out and About Best Food Picks, right now on WREL.com and the WREL News app.
Micaiah Thurman here in the WREL Live Center. We are following some breaking news out of the UK. Just take a look at this headline. Parliament releasing their findings on COVID response, and they found that UK's early COVID response was, quote, one of the most important public health failures the country has ever experienced. This is all coming out this morning. And we actually dove in and took a look at the report. They say there are a number of lessons that they learned, particularly that they just simply locked down things too late compared to when they first had their cases started being reported. We do know that there will be a full public inquiry that will happen next year. Back to you.
Today, several school districts in our area will reconsider face mask mandates. They include Cumberland County, Johnston County, and Lee County. They're required to take a new vote on masks in the classroom every month. And Franklin County school leaders are also meeting today. It is unclear if they intend to discuss masks.
This morning, friends and family members will gather to remember World War II First Lieutenant James Wright. He was from Robeson County and disappeared after a fierce battle with German troops in France in 1944. In 2012, a private researcher suggested Wright was part of a group that was buried in Luxembourg. His identity was confirmed last month. A visitation will be held at Lumberbridge Baptist Church from 10 a.m. until noon, followed by a graveside service at Oakdale Cemetery.
Restrictive abortion laws are back in effect in Texas. A federal appeals court reinstated the measure after it was temporarily halted by a federal judge last week. The Justice Department sued the state of Texas, arguing the state's law violates the Constitution.
New this morning, we're getting a better idea of the future of the Las Vegas Raiders in the hours after head coach John Gruden's resignation. Assistant coach Rich Bisaccia will serve as interim head coach of the team. He's been with the team for the last four seasons. Gruden stepped down as head coach late last night after a New York Times story detailing some of his emails between 2011 and 2018. The Times says the coach used misogynistic and homophobic language in those messages. Gruden was not coaching in the NFL for most of that period. He signed a 10-year deal with the Raiders in 2018. A reporter for the paper says the emails were uncovered during an investigation into the Washington football team. He says the offensive language was used in emails between former Washington GM Bruce Allen and other close friends.
Obviously, they never expected any of this to become public, but it is a window into kind of a tight circle in the NFL, and the NFL itself is kind of a window into American culture. So if you think about it, I mean, these conversations may be happening at many levels in many workplaces. It just so happens this is the biggest sports league in America.
Another story in the Wall Street Journal says Gruden used racially insensitive language in 2011. Gruden apologized in a statement saying he did not want to be a distraction for the team.
6:10 the time right now, Tuesday morning, a new leader taking over Durham's police department. What Patrice Andrews' former boss says will be her biggest challenge as she prepares to take the job. Plus, what happened to Gabby Petito? Coming up at 6:30, what's happening today that could provide some answers?
And our 7-day forecast looks interesting. We'll see a comfortable 78 this afternoon with more sunshine. That sunshine will help to deliver some very warm temperatures, close to record highs toward the end of the week. But I'll time out the front for you over the weekend, show you when the rain will arrive and the cooler temperatures too coming up.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather 8 certified most accurate forecast.
It is 6:13. There are a few places out there where you're going to run into a little bit of drizzle this morning. Not much there, but in Rocky Mount, you can see the camera lens is wet. It's also a bit damp here in Goldsboro. We haven't seen as much of that around Wilson this morning, but temperatures are in the mid-60s, and it's just a little bit drizzly. I ran into a little bit of that on my windshield coming in, but I mean, it was just a little bit. The kids at the bus stop, you know, if you step outside and it feels a little bit damp, if they have to be at the bus stop for 10 or 15 minutes, they're probably going to want a raincoat or an umbrella. We're not really seeing anything on the radar, and it's likely to dissipate very quickly. So by lunchtime, we're dry. We're going to see some sunshine this afternoon. It's going to feel pretty pleasant as the kids are coming home from school. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s with sunny skies. We have some very warm temperatures coming. I'll show you.
Dozens of people had to leave their homes overnight in California. A quick-moving wildfire sparked in the mountains of Santa Barbara County. In just a few hours, that fire spread 3,000 acres with the help of dense foliage and strong winds. Firefighters are not able to fight the flames from the air because of those winds. As many as 100 buildings and homes are in its path. Evacuation orders are in effect this morning. Officers are going door to door to help people leave. A Raleigh neighborhood will soon have a new name. We're talking about Cameron Park, named after a man who enslaved black people. The neighborhood is located between Hillsborough Street and West Peace Street, near the Village District. Some people living there voted for the change, and once the community has chosen a new name for the neighborhood, they'll petition Raleigh City Council to include it in their official neighborhood list.
An update now, Durham's next police chief has been selected. Patrice Andrews will take over on November 1st. She was Mooresville's police chief and started off as an officer in Durham in 1997. We spoke with a retired Durham deputy chief who used to be her boss. He says Andrews' biggest challenge will be morale within the department, and she's already well aware of that.
Try to improve morale with the police department and try to keep our good officers here and stop them from leaving. Many of them, some of them left and went to Mars. So she knows what's going on in the city.
WRAL Durham reporter Sarah Kruger has a one-on-one interview with Patrice Andrews this morning, so you can look out for that in our later newscasts. In Mooresville, Captain Pete Acosta will take over as the interim police chief. He's been with the department for the past 3 years, but has more than 26 years' experience in law enforcement. Acosta is credited with leading the department to a successful transition to advanced accreditation, which strengthens nationally recognized best practices in law enforcement.
Today, construction will begin on a housing facility in Durham. It'll be built on the Durham Rescue Mission Men's Campus on East Main Street. A groundbreaking ceremony will be held at 10 this morning. The new housing facility will provide clean, safe, secure shelter for 66 men.
If you're planning to attend basketball games or events at Duke's Cameron Indoor Stadium this season, you'll have to follow new procedures. Now you'll need to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours of the event. This includes Friday night's countdown to craziness. DukeCheckInDOT.com is one of the ways fans can upload their vaccine card. And once the approved cards are uploaded, you'll be allowed to enter. If you prefer to do this in person, there will be tents set up outside the stadium. Head there before the event and you'll be given a wristband to enter. Game day testing is also available at Blue Devil Tower for $45. Masks are still required inside Cameron Indoor, regardless of your vaccination status.
Just a couple degrees cooler today than it was yesterday morning. Something to be aware of as you head out. May not reach the top end like we did yesterday. Almost 80 yesterday, right, Elizabeth? And it's still dark out here. I mean, it's almost 7 o'clock in the morning.
I know. It's 6:16. You know, it won't be too long. It's really only about 3 weeks now until we go back to standard time. And then it starts to get lighter in the morning just for a little while until everything starts to catch up as we get closer to December. We take a look at Clinton this morning and we're seeing some wet conditions here through downtown. There are only a few cameras that are showing wet conditions, so it's really scattered. But there is a little bit of drizzle that's been falling this morning. It is likely to dissipate by the time we get to 9 or 10 o'clock this morning. A lot of cloud cover to kick things off. Our low pressure system is still feeding a lot of moisture in. That low has been sitting off the coast. It will still bring us a chance of an isolated shower in our northeastern counties, but most of us will just see clouds and a little bit of drizzle. After lunchtime, we start to clear out, and we'll see the sunshine first in the west. It may be tough to clear things out by sunset, say between Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, because, again, that low-pressure system is sitting off the coast. But we should continue to see our clearing overnight tonight. Our chance for rain today, minimal. Again, just a slim chance of some drizzle and some mist this morning. And then after that, we'll see increasing sunshine this afternoon. And it should feel very nice. Our low moves out, high pressure builds in, and we'll see sunshine starting this afternoon, continuing all the way into the weekend. This high pressure system is here on Friday, and you can see things stay nice and dry. This is our next big weather maker. And I say that loosely. It is not going to be a big weather maker. Lots of rain on Saturday morning, well to our west. But once this front comes through, it's going to be pretty quick. This is 9 o'clock on Saturday night. That front moves through, and notice by 8 a.m. on Sunday, it has moved to the coast and we're clearing. So it'll be overnight rain on Saturday. Behind this front, the biggest deal will be the cool down that we'll see. We're going to see some much, much cooler temperatures coming in. So this week at the State Fair, it's going to be very warm ahead of that front. 84 on Thursday as the fair opens, partly cloudy skies, hoping for a little drop in our humidity. We'll see how that goes. You can see some clusters of storms that are here across parts of the Atlantic. And a couple of those spots we're watching for development. This one sort of near the Bahamas, a 20% chance of developing. And then this one east of the Leeward Islands, about a 10% chance. So not much chance of anything developing in the tropics, but we do have our eye on it. By Thursday, the first day of the State Fair, our temperatures are in the mid-80s for highs. And that will be the case through Saturday. But behind Saturday's front, we're looking at much cooler temperatures. Again, we're going to talk about the potential for rain, how much we could see on Saturday night. Coming up, Michelle.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Taking you out on the roads this morning. Things looking good. I am still monitoring this one crash that we have in Raleigh. This is happening at Spring Forest Road, at Fox Road, not causing any major delays. You can see a lot of green on the map there, which is some good news. Over in Durham, things also looking good. All of our major routes are clear. And this is a look at I-47 at Glover Road, going to give you some drive times. I-40 to Roxborough Street, that's only going to take you about 6 minutes this morning. Back to you.
Thanks, Michelle. A star-studded round of golf in Raleigh. Look at this. Harry Styles is a Kaniac. Who knew?
Plus, classes are canceled today at UNC Chapel Hill. How that's bringing awareness to the growing mental health crisis on campus.
Coming up on today, the setbacks that continue at airports while Southwest Airlines deals with major flight delays.
Here are the winning lottery numbers right here on your screen.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
And in What's Trending this morning, Netflix is defending Dave Chappelle's latest comedy special.
Some LGBTQ activists are criticizing it as transphobic. The closer includes several minutes of jokes about trans people. Several outlets have published an email from Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos to employees, which says, "We don't allow titles on Netflix that are designed to incite hate or violence, and we don't believe the closer crosses that line." But in the closer, Dave Chappelle also says that this will be the last time that he publicly comments on trans people or issues.
Carolina Hurricanes, meantime, changing their Twitter handle. Check it out. Carolina Harrycanes. And here's why. Turns out Harry Styles is a huge Kaniac. Hit the links with a couple of Canes players, Sebastian Aho and Marty Nekas. Styles is in the area because he is performing at PNC Arena tonight. You know, Renee, there's only three of them there. My phone didn't ring. Yeah. Looks like they needed a fourth. Come on, guys.
Well, and I hope Harry stays for two more days because that's when the Canes open their season on Thursday, and I think Harry Styles should sound the siren. That would be awesome. Maybe there's a plan in the works. We'll keep you posted.
All right. Tampa Bay Rays, meantime, the comeback in Game 4 of the American League Division Series against Boston fell just short.
Hernandez lifts one to left center field. It is pulled in by Meadows. Here comes Santana. The Red Sox on to the championship series.
A two-run homer from former Durham Bulls star Wander Franco was not enough to lift the Rays past the Red Sox. That was the start of a rally for the Rays. Never took the lead, though. Red Sox win it 6-5. The Bulls' Major League Baseball affiliate had high hopes this season after winning 100 games in the regular season. But the Red Sox will be the one to go on to play the winner, the Chicago White Sox and Houston Astros.
Strong winds kept the Los Angeles Dodgers and San Francisco Giants on their toes. At one point, the gusts were even strong enough to blow Dodgers pitcher Max Scherzer off balance on the pitcher's mound. The Giants won in a late-night finish, 1-0. They lead the series 2-1. Game 4 will happen tonight at 9.
And today, you can get breakfast after dark at Biscuitville. The chain, you know, usually closes at 2 p.m., well, for today only, locations will reopen 5 to 8 p.m. Biscuitville says 20% of its sales will support more than 600 schools and community organizations. The event was called off in 2020 due to the pandemic. In previous years, Breakfast After Dark has raised more than $20,000. The company says every Biscuitville in our area is participating.
Love me some breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
Well, how much would you pay to see the world's greatest treasures from the edge of space? A stratospheric ballooning company called Worldview has opened up reservations for its 5-day adventures. 8 passengers and 2 crew members will soar 100,000 feet for 6 to 12 hours at a time. The cost? Only $50,000 per seat. The first commercial flights will fly above the Grand Canyon, and they're scheduled to begin in early 2024. Future locations include the Great Barrier Reef, the Serengeti, the Northern Lights, the Giza Pyramids, and the Great Wall of China.
It is the countdown to the State Fair. We're talking new rides and lots of food. Today, how rides will be checked to keep you safe.
And today will feel very pleasant. Some sunshine this afternoon, but that sunshine later in the week will bring our temperatures close to record highs. I'll show you how long it's going to feel hot coming up.